I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
And we're
on. Live. We need a bigger intro. Yeah, I feel like we come in soft.
I think we'll develop that.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's only episode 84.
Yeah, that's it. We'll figure it out.
We got time. Oh, net positive in the studio, baby. For the week of December the 6th, 2023.
The year of our Lord.
Come on. Hey.
There it is.
Usually you say year of our. Oh, I do. I messed it up.
That's okay.
Stack Studio, Alex and Andrew are here. Derek is here too.
Derek's here.
Our graphic designer. If you ever seen a graphic design, if you follow the net positive, it's by this man here. He's here. He has
Derek, what's your graphics thing again?
He has no mic.
Graphics 64.
Graphics 64. Check it out. He's like, dang, everybody's like, dang, that's an unbelievable graphic. I was like, yeah, we didn't make it. December tour, we got one last run.
Yep.
And we're coming through Tejas, baby. This weekend, San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont, and Baton Rouge, I believe all sold out. And dude, I just got an email just now. They just posted.
Mm-hmm.
January 27th, the Ryman Auditorium added a third show.
Come on,
let's
dude.
Let's go.
Huge.
Dude.
We got big energy right now.
Three shows at the Ryman.
I love
baby.
It.
Pack we out it out. January, we're in North Charleston, Columbia, Wilmington, and Nashville, Tennessee. February, we'll just leave it at February. Greenville, Knoxville, Huntsville, Amarillo. What's that song about? And down
Amarillo. I don't know how it goes.
Wichita Falls, Texas. Dang, we love Texas.
Second best state in the country.
Second best. Oh yeah.
Some would say.
We got a lot of wrong takes from last week.
we'll get there.
Lubbock, Munhall, PA, Zanesville, Ohio, Cleveland, and then March, April, May, June. We're on tour. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a John Christ fan, mm-hmm. I'm going to say there's an 80% chance we are within 100 miles of you. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
We're coming.
That's safe to say.
We're within a couple. You can. We're within driving distance, not a hotel from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
A lot of people in my meet and greet are like, oh, we got to get back to wherever we can't, we're in, we got to get back to, yeah, oh yeah, good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get drive an hour and a half home.
We don't need to give
you all the tour dates. We'll be there.
Yep.
This week's episode, baby, brought to you by Babbel, is what we're going to be doing for the next hour. Over 60
that's good.
% of Americans believe the most useful second language in the U.S. is Espanol.
Hmm.
Want to take some time this winter to brush up on what you didn't learn in high school?
Yes.
It's not. This doesn't apply to me because I'm fluent. I took 5 years. Thank you very much. no problemo. That's Ooh. No problem in Spanish.
There you go. Thank you for
I'll
helping
tell
us
you
there.
That. Because Babbel, you start speaking a new language in semanas?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Crushed
baby.
It,
that's
bro.
3 weeks.
Very
Thank
nice.
You. That's right. With Babbel, you can start speaking. Speaking? I don't know what that
yes.
is.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, speaking. That's how you say that.
Oh, you know a speaker. You know a speaker Spanish. Now I'm doing an accent, and that's inappropriate.
That's definitely Asian. That's
Babbel, what that was. You know a speaker de Spanish. That's
Chow from The Hangover.
You know, that's right. With Babbel, you start speak new language 3 weeks. That's Asian.
This is what you sound like without Babbel.
Yeah, this is what
now come back in
Babbel.
3 weeks and you'll see.
Just in time to if somebody was it, no, if this let's do this. If this ad was for people mm-hmm. in Europe,
okay,
trying to learn English.
Okay.
And I'm like, listen to me. I speak unbelievable English.
Nice.
Why Babbel? Because it works.
Yes. Clearly, based on how well you're speaking.
Thank you.
Because English is your second language.
Yes. Instead of pay C. instead of paying, that's not it. That's Spanish, dude. Come on. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. Look, that's what we're doing right now.
Babbling on.
I will say that whenever we went to Honduras, you mm-hmm. just like, we're going to learn. No, just go down there.
Oh, yeah.
And you just have to be, I need to figure out how to check into this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to learn.
Yes.
And that's what Babbel is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not as vocab. It's, yeah. Babbel is exactly that. Oh, for our listeners, get us started right now. 55% off. your Babbel subscription for only our listeners. That's babbel.com, babbel.com/net, or hit the link in the episode description below. Rules and restrictions, not just rules.
Right.
And restrictions.
Also restrictions.
They apply.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have them here.
They may.
They do apply. They may. They might apply.
They might apply.
You're right.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Rules and restrictions might apply.
Yeah.
No, we did 4 shows in Phoenix. Andrew, yep. To answer your question. Oh, we got the country.
Sure. We're just all over the road today. Just Andrew threw a wrench in it to start, and now we're just all over the place. Thanks for bearing with us today on Net Positive, folks. Yeah. We're just
I wanted to give you props because, I mean, 4 shows in a weekend, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. So everybody knows this. I mean, everybody doesn't know this, but let's say you do 4 shows in a weekend. Let's say sometimes if we have the Saturday, we add a Sunday. Sometimes if we add Saturday, we add the Friday. Sometimes we add – so whatever's first. Mm-hmm. So you add – we have Saturday first in Phoenix. Those are the most rabid fans. Then we add Friday. Mm-hmm. Those are the most second rabid fans. Then we add Saturday matinee. Mm. Because we don't want to stay an extra day.
What was that, like 7 o'clock?
4 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Nice.
Then we add Sunday. So think about the range of fan you're going to see. Saturday night is the person that goes, I can't wait for John to come to Phoenix. As soon as the pre-sale, I'm going to be in there at 10:01.
Right.
If you have not bought tickets in 1, 2, or 3, the Sunday night guy is the guy that's like, isn't that guy from that? Mm-hmm. Like, he's like,
fringe.
Well,
he's a fringe guy.
If that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if my my nephew's recital is at 4, maybe I can go. Like, those fans are like.
He's like, oh, I thought that guy was Trey Kennedy. But anyways,
yeah,
I'll go.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. He's like, I don't know. I thought I was here to see Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, yeah. He's like, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is literally thin.
Budget cuts. They slimmed down big time. Yeah. COVID hit them hard.
I thought we were going to see Fiddler on the Roof. Or maybe the usually the venue has an email list. So the venue sends, here's all of the things in the venue.
Nice. Like their mail letter type thing.
Yeah. They go, I don't know. We'll go there.
That's
so hilarious. I try to explain to the guys that are on tour with me. I go, hey, this show are these people.
Yep.
So like, and this show are these people.
Do you change the act at all?
No. What you have to do in comedy is, I would say the people that come to my comedy show has never been to a comedy show.
Okay.
Like if you go to Burt or Schultz or maybe Joe Rogan, you know comedy. You're mm-hmm. in the comedy sphere. Mm-hmm. My people just love me and they just come out there. Like, I don't even know. Are we watching videos? I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're very, you got to meet them where they're at.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So if the crowd is on 10, like we went to, I don't know, everyone was drunk in the crowd. Everyone's going nuts. You got to meet them there. Mm-hmm. If the crowd is low, you got to come out on their level mm-hmm. and you got to work them to wherever you want to get them. But I would never say after a show, like in the meet and greet, the other show was better because they don't know.
Right.
This is the only context they have because mm-hmm. our tour manager, our promoter, he's like, I didn't know what y'all were talking about having a good show or a bad show, but I've been out with y'all for 3 months now, and now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you'd have to come to a ton of them to know, oh, that one was better than that one. Mm-hmm. A ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the fans, mm-hmm. we got some.
We got fact checked?
I'm talking about the, well, we did that. We also did that. Oh, shoot. Which one do you want to
Let's hit the fact check first.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's get
it out of the way.
All right. About the Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah.
All right. I feel like people are tuning in for that.
Yeah. We got to give it to them.
All right.
Go ahead.
You want me to do it?
I want you to say your piece.
Okay. First of all, so we went on this rant last week about Taylor Swift and people stopping shows mm-hmm. and Taylor Swift stopping shows to give people water.
Right.
And we could not have been more fact checked.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to say it?
The most fact-checked we've ever been.
By far.
Miles.
So
comments, well, yeah. DMs, emails,
everything. People stopping me on the street, hitting me with a bat. I go, this seems
billboards.
Extreme.
Yeah. It was everywhere.
Swifties fans throwing stuff at my house.
Yep.
Yeah. Seemed a little extreme.
Yeah.
So we've been on this. All right. First of all, we've been talking about this for forever.
The stopping shows.
About music artists stopping shows. And now people are just doing it for clips.
Right.
Right. Okay. And this is the perfect storm because somebody sent me Taylor Swift doing it.
Yeah.
And like these people need water, right? If you know the whole thing, I went on as like, it's not their responsibility to give you water
right
in the show. And Taylor Swift, I felt was being, we love Taylor Swift. And then we just going off and I went all, we went the hardest.
Yeah.
Possibly the hardest.
Yeah.
And we got it. I think one second. No, whenever the podcast dropped and however many minutes are between there and that part of the episode. Mm-hmm. Is when our comments and emails was getting flooded.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a lot. All
yeah, because apparently the show was in Brazil and a girl died.
Yeah.
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 Which is horrific.
Yeah.
And we would have obviously never said anything. That doesn't even need to be said.
We knew nothing about it, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
We had only seen the clip.
Yeah.
We didn't understand the severity of what was actually going on at the show. No. And we ended up changing the episode title and the graphic out of respect for the person who died.
Yeah. Not out of respect to anyone else, by the way.
Out of respect for that person.
Yeah. No, not out of respect to anyone who commented or anybody who's taken a high horse and they're like here to come catch us.
No. As soon as we saw what the situation was, I called you and was like, hey, bro, we missed on this. We got to fix this.
I think I've only taken a post down or like adjusted something twice in my career. One time. I posted, I remember I was in a church and there was a guy's shirt that said, I stand for two things, God and guns. And it was back when Instagram, you just take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a photo of something and then.
And it was just a square?
Yes.
It was only a 1x1.
And then you just had a caption.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, amen. Yeah. Or something like that. Amen with the prayer, or like as a joke. Or like something about this is in church.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing to wear in church.
Right.
Or something. And anyway, I posted that, which is wild. And somebody was like, hey, Sandy Hook was last night.
Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. But I didn't.
Had no idea. Same as this.
Yeah, dude.
Dang.
I know. And do you think I took that down?
Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Obviously, dude.
ASAP. That's crazy.
Yeah, obviously. So, like, it's the thing with, like, my Facebook account, like, getting hacked. Is like, obviously, we don't know with the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
If we would have, what you're telling us is that we knew that and then said all that. If that's true, you should never listen to this podcast again.
Correct.
You should never listen to this podcast again.
We would be
again.
Terrible people.
Yes. And you should, any of your friends that listen to our podcast, you should call them. Be like, do not listen to that guy's podcast. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I'm happy we were on the same page. I'm happy we immediately swapped that out. Derek whipped up a new graphic for us. Yeah. We went the other direction and figured we'd talk about it here today. So here we are.
But are we like caught? No.
No, we just missed.
We missed.
We didn't know. We were unaware.
It's like Michael Jordan at the last second. You're like, yeah, you missed. I missed. And we had that idea that on the end of the year episode.
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
We're gonna recount our greatest misses. We should put something on the stories.
Yeah, where people can submit
greatest misses.
What are our biggest misses? What are our biggest hits?
Yeah, we hit a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we do miss.
I'm curious to see how those balance out our hits and misses. Let's see what we're batting this year.
What percentage?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't mind out of, I'm trying to think if I would support someone. I'm not on board with people calling other people out publicly. Like you said, a lot of the people that were commenting are not listeners.
A lot of the people who were commenting, trashing us for it were not people who I see consistently in our comment sections.
Fair. And that's what I'm not for that, but I am people that like DM'd me or emailed privately and just like, hey, just so y'all know.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Cause those are people that are on our team.
Yeah. And I'll say too, a lot of people in the comment sections were expressing it in the same way as you're talking about on email.
Surely
a lot of them are like, hey, love you guys.
Yeah.
You messed this up though. Yeah. Just wanted to check you on it because that's what we're here for. And like, I love
that.
That's how we found it. So fantastic. And condolences to the individual and their
100%
family.
100% Yeah. And out of, if you go, I had a made a joke about us. The kid brought a gun to school one time.
Yeah.
Kid brought a gun to school and I don't know what happened. He shot his teacher or something like that. Teacher got shot in the hand. Teacher was fine.
I remember this.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I posted a video, like a gentle parenting video, on the news. Oh, yeah. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, somebody goes, hey, what about those other children in that classroom that are like traumatized by somebody bringing a gun to school? Mm-hmm. I go, oh.
Yeah. Good point.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We need that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I should think on that.
I still have that video. Nah. All right. Yeah. It's a fine line. Before we move on, it's a fine line between being like, hey, we're wrong on this, but not like bending over to like people that are like, we're so sorry. Oh, we beg for your forgiveness.
This is an instance where we were simply unaware.
We didn't know.
We just didn't know. And if we had, we would not have done that. And
yeah,
we
obviously
we'll be better.
I'm not going to be better, dude. I'm going to be worse. Nah, just kidding. Yeah. That's all that needs to be said about that. Oh, let me read some of the emails because they were funny. Can I read one of these?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I got some. We didn't. Here we go. Taylor Swift. It was one of her shows in Rio, which we also didn't know.
Right.
It was in another country.
Right.
Which it's not our country.
Also, it sounds like that was terribly run. I hope that never happens again.
Yeah.
Hearing horrific. That they were not allowed water and were not provided water is like, how did you think that was going to go?
Yeah.
Of course, this is what
was
going to happen.
Well, we don't know. All right.
And again, I'm going now based off what other people have told me again. So if I'm unaware again.
No. Yeah. Canceled again.
Great.
All right. So first of all, I'm getting a lot. It was in Rio, which is in Brazil.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm thinking everything's seated. So apparently it's not there.
Right.
But you can't bring water into a stadium here. You can't bring water into a stadium anywhere.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You can't, but apparently there wasn't water there.
Right.
But is there water for free anywhere?
For free?
There is here a water fountain.
I'm sure there's water fountains in the stadium. If you want to go, you have to go buy a bottle, but.
Is there water? If you go to the Titans game, could you find free water outside of the faucet?
I would think so.
But you don't know.
I don't know either.
But people are going to a Taylor Swift concert. If you say Brazil, we don't have to get into all this, but Brazil is less developed of a country but you still are going to Taylor Swift. So you're still rich, right? Are you or not?
I don't think they're selling Taylor Swift tickets on the low in Brazil, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not like...
It's still expensive.
Yeah, it's still expensive.
There's a reason that tour makes as much money as it does.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of varying responses about what the temperature was.
Yes.
So I'm saying that this one says the heat index in the stadium was 140.
That is the number that I heard
140?
As well. Yes.
That's very hot.
Yes. It is a lot of bodies in there. There's a lot of people packed in a tight space. That's
all right,
hot.
So if this is out, so a stadium is outside, or it could be inside.
It could be inside.
The stadium boarded up the airflow holes for some reason. Fans weren't allowed to bring in water, which you're not allowed to do that anywhere. And there were no water fountains in the stadium.
I would question the boarding up the airflow.
Yeah. Some fans reported buying water, but then the person they bought from never got the water to them.
Are they saying this is an inside job?
Some of these comments were a little much. So you bought the water and they're supposed to deliver it to you?
It's probably like a baseball game where you're like, the guy's walking up and down the aisle asking, does anybody need water? And you go, yeah, I'll take two bottles of water.
And then you send some pesos over?
It's more likely that than it's
Come
like.
On. I just said pesos. That's their, don't laugh at that, dude.
It's more likely that kind of scenario than a water bottle service where come out with the,
like cotton
with
candy.
The board.
A fan actually died from heat sickness, which is of course tragic. We don't have anything to say funny about that.
I hate that.
That evening after being treated for heat sickness at the show, basically the stadium was ill-equipped for the heat. Sure. Totally agree with you on all other points about artists stopping shows, but I think she was justified, obviously.
Yep.
I'll be the first in line for free tickets when she pops out baby Kelsey. Okay. I sell $5,000 worth of tickets. All right. And then this is good. I just want to say, I think you got it wrong when you're talking about people stopping their shows for views. Okay. One, she doesn't need to stop her show for views. She's Taylor Swift.
Disagree.
So do I. Wait, and what? I didn't know you had that thought, but so do I. Mm-hmm. She's the richest and she's the biggest. No, that thirst is never quenched.
Well, that and she's doing the same show every night.
Yep.
When the show does its first date,
yep,
we'll see all the clips of how spectacular the show is. Yep. And from the clips I've seen, it is.
I'm so glad you said that.
But then she does that same show every night for the next year.
Yeah.
You can't put out the same clips.
And there's someone watching the Taylor Swift analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And if that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't care if it's 1 to 5, 1 billion to 5 billion. Like if you. Thank you.
There's going to be a dip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, she doesn't need it. She has all the money in the world. She didn't even need to tour then.
Right.
Because she already had all the money in the world.
Yep.
Okay. Disagree on that. There was a record heat wave on that day. All right. So maybe it was hotter than expected.
Yeah.
Stadium's water policy and other factors. There's actually something like pit seating in South Africa, South America. Sorry. So there is pit seating.
Okay.
Where everybody just rushes up to the stage.
Got it.
Here in America, everyone has a seat, right?
At the Taylor shows, I think.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think so.
I think it probably depends on stadium to stadium.
That's probably true.
She was watching people pass out. It was so bad, they had to postpone the next night's show.
Oh, dang.
And Taylor got the stadium policy amended to say they were allowed to bring in water.
Good for her.
Yeah. Taylor was very on edge the entire show, trying to keep an eye out for people needing water. She even changed parts of the show so she could be more observant.
That is actually really stressful. If that's all true,
yeah,
that's crazy. You're and like, good for her for using her 100%. Influence to make changes.
100%.
Sheesh.
She said signed a rare self-aware Swiftie.
Hey, we'll take it.
Good for her. Yeah.
Wild, dude.
I mean, that's like why I would love to go down to one of those shows.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like.
Boarding up the airflow.
Some of the things where like they were taking people are like, all right, these things are not true.
Yeah. We don't need to conspiracy this.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with you if you want.
Sure. But
yeah. That's a little much.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'm glad we straightened that out.
We got it out. Country of the month, country of the show.
Where are we charting?
We are charting in. Ooh.
Give me a good one, John. Give me a good one.
You want a good one?
I want a good one, dude. Where are we at?
South Africa.
Mm.
Up 41 spots.
Hey, let's go. 7
podcasts in South Africa.
Let's go. Up 41.
Oh, yeah. Nelson Mandela.
Mm-hmm. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yep.
Trevor Noah.
Nice. Great cricket teams.
Great cricket teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
For those who observe.
What's their skin color?
White.
Is it?
A lot of them. Mm. That's, I think, big racial conflict area. Huge.
Yeah. That's fair.
We relate to them on that.
Look at us being so scared to say anything because of the Taylor Swift.
What else?
Yeah.
It's in the southern part of Africa.
Southern part of Africa.
Yeah.
I know that there's that. I don't think it's very developed. So the safaris, you got to go up north. I think you fly in there, but there's a lot of like surfing
mm-hmm.
and like that stuff all the way down on the South Coast.
They had a World Cup when I was in high school. My wife went.
Is it cold down there?
I think they have a cold season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like the most developed part of Africa, I believe.
It's so far down there though.
Oh, it's all the way down there.
Isn't it?
I mean, there is no more down there than them.
How far is South Antarctica from there?
I don't think it's that far.
Yeah, so it has to be freezing.
Want to find out? You want to take a guess? Just because maps are fun.
Let's see. How far
south
is Pretoria to the ice?
What's Pretoria?
South Africa. That's the capital, right?
I was going to guess Cape Town.
Oh, Cape Town. Pretoria. I don't know. They're both down there. All right.
South Africa is
500 miles to the ice.
3,300 miles.
Yeah. 500 miles.
So it's
not to the center.
No. Right here. I'm reading this. The shortest distance between Cape Town and Antarctica is 3,376 miles.
Okay, that's a long way.
Isn't that America across?
That's forever.
America's like 3,000 across?
Man, dude, scalings on maps got me tricked out.
Dude, it's crazy.
Because I thought it was like right down there.
Talk about conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, America is about 3,000 miles wide.
If Antarctica exists.
Is real, right. We need to do a conspiracy episode.
Let's say that.
Because we could.
Sure. Yeah, we got to get somebody in
here. I'm deep in that stuff.
Yeah. All right. I thought it was right down there because the maps that we look at.
Right.
But so you know who gave us those maps?
Who?
The government.
Mm. Donald Trump, dude.
Yeah. Same people who boarded up the airflow hose at the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, dude. I thought South Africa was right. You could take a canoe.
That's like on a breezy day, you can get there without breaking a sweat.
Yeah, you can pop up one of those Charlie Brown, like put a t-shirt nice, and thing sail down there.
A breezy day.
What did I say? 300 miles?
Yeah.
You could take like going across the. It's like going across the state of Georgia, 300 miles.
Which is still a long canoe
still
ride.
A long 300
miles
still
is
a long
crazy,
canoe ride,
bro.
Dude. What did you think?
I had no clue.
All right.
I would have probably guessed 1,000 if I had to put a guess on it.
All right. 1,000. Let's put this clip out.
Okay.
All right. How far do you think? We put a map. All right.
Yeah.
Of what's Cape Town to the ice.
Yeah.
And without looking it up.
Okay.
Cape Town to the ice. Because everybody's seen that map. That's the bottom of Africa. Mm-hmm. And then right down here, or is it down here?
Yep.
There is ice.
Right.
But Africa is warm, very warm,
yeah,
the hottest, and that is freezing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't add up to me.
As far,
depends.
Or
the
is,
map
or
is
it
is or is the map not to scale?
Right.
Or is that map? Yeah.
Well, even like on maps that we have in America, is shown typically larger than it actually is in relation to the rest of the countries.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Where'd you hear that?
Reddit.
Dang, dude.
Reddit somewhere.
Wait, so if you okay, Andrew.
Do your own research, but
think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust the science.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. So if America is bigger, it shows us more dominant or more what?
That's the thinking.
Yeah.
Is it's basically like subconsciously asserting our dominance in global scenarios.
And then I heard that every town in Canada is 100 miles from America, all the big ones. But what's up there?
Oh, within 100
miles
of
the
border.
Sorry, of the border.
Yes.
Yeah, all the like Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Like every city is
not every city. Because we flew into Winnipeg and they were like, hey, we're flying another 2 hours north. I go, no, you're not. There's nothing up there.
Right.
Nobody's been up there.
Right.
Dang.
Wait, really? What is like, what's north?
They said they're
Canada?
Going to see polar bears.
That's the question.
I know.
That's the right question.
If it exists.
Mm-hmm. You might fall off.
What's the border of, what's on the north border of Canada? Russia?
Oh, no, wow, dude.
Wait.
Wow.
Bad? Wow, dude.
Way off.
Hey, Mike,
I just guessed because it was
how long, is that a 1 week Mike restriction?
Yeah.
What's the border? What's the border?
It's a 5-minute penalty.
Yeah,
that's
what's the border?
Damn penalty box. Yeah. Northern border of Canada?
Yeah.
What do you think it is? You already guessed Russia and it's not.
Yeah.
Russia's crazy.
Russia was crazy.
Russia's crazy. Yeah. I mean, if you go up enough, I guess you could get to Russia.
Yeah.
If you go up
and
over.
I think I was just thinking because of the cold. What would be the northern border?
Bro, this is why no one should fact check us on the Taylor Swift because they're like, okay, listening to this, clearly they don't know,
I don't know what, it is.
What they're talking about.
Do you know what it is?
It's Antarctica.
What are you...
Okay.
Nothing up there.
What are you talking about, dude? It's the North Pole.
That's Antarctica.
No, Antarctica is south.
Arctica?
No. Ants doesn't mean anti-Arctica, so it's the opposite.
I'm looking it up.
It's the North Pole.
Oh, it's the North Pole. It's just ice.
Okay, but then
map doesn't zoom out that far.
Dude.
This is the dumbest conversation. This is dumber than you guys saying bears don't eat meat, which also we got crushed for.
Yeah, we got crushed for that. We've had a bad run. There's nothing north of it except for the ice.
Ice. It's the north.
That's what I said.
But you said Antarctica.
That's the same. They're interchangeable. Dude, they're interchangeable.
This is terrible, dude.
No,
we're getting screamed at right now.
What?
People are stopping their cars.
Like, we'll give you one more chance. Yeah. And they came back and they're like, no.
If you just go north, what's the next country that you hit? If you're even if it's like if you have to get on a boat or whatever, if you just are in Canada and you go straight north, what's going to be the next country you hit?
Well, Greenland and Iceland are east.
Right. You would go all the way up and over and you would hit like Russia. You'd hit Siberia.
Oh,
like, but it's on the other. I said that, dude. If you go far enough, you go over the other side. That doesn't
over
mean it's north
side.
Of it.
It's a sphere. If it's a sphere, you go up and over. But no one's ever, why don't we take flights that way?
Look, we have to save some of this for the conspiracy episode because we don't have enough time for me to explain this to you globists. But someday I'll open your eyes.
Wow.
It just can't be today.
Does anyone go up and over?
Yes, people have gone up and over.
On flights, commercial flights?
I don't think on commercial flights. I think people have like trekked it.
Why don't they? It's faster.
Trekked it?
Yeah.
Would it be faster?
I don't know.
You could get to Moscow really quick.
Moscow flight's like an hour.
Just up and over. It's like a time warp.
Dude, we're here. You fly to Moscow and you're like, I'm already here. Like, yeah. How did you get here?
Yeah.
Oh, I flew over. Wait, but if you go to like Tokyo, mm-hmm. you can go left or right.
Correct.
You can go through Europe, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go from LA.
You'd probably go that way. That way is, I think, faster.
Over Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To Seoul or whatever.
Wow, dude. The title of this is just going to be our dumbest episode yet.
I don't know who to trust. I don't know who to trust. South Africa, welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for jumping us 41 spots. We're prepared to drop 85.
Yeah. We're prepared to drop off. Yeah, they're like, hey, we came over and it is the most ignorant three people ever talking about our country.
I saw one comment that said, it said podcast equipment should be $200,000.
Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. I agree with all those.
So do I.
Yeah, I agree with all those 100%. It should
be. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyways,
what
dude.
A run.
You had a fun time at the airport this weekend, John. You want to talk about that? Speaking of airports.
All right. Well, I try to make the show as guest centric as possible to help other people with it. But let me just tell you this one story. Mm-hmm. This is why podcast equipment should be $3,000.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fly into Lubbock. Texas, right?
Second best city in the country.
Yeah, second best. So I need to go. So I would say if you do the show, I'll make a significant portion of money.
Great.
To do a live comedy show.
Yep.
Significant is relative to whoever we're talking to. But to me, it's significant.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get to the air. So Lydia's taking me to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there. When I'm pulling into arrivals, I look at my... And it says where I'm flying American.
Mm-hmm.
I typically fly Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So Delta, I have all the flex status.
Nice.
I go right to the front of that line if I need to check something. Normally, yep. I don't need to check anything. I'm checking my golf clubs. So I get there right at an hour before my flight. So when I'm on Delta, I just go in. On the curb, I can do it. Here's my golf bag. Good to go. See you in Lubbock.
Great.
American, I don't have zero status. Yeah, zero status. So I get to the airport and I go, oh, shoot, I'm on American. But if the line's short, I'll be fine.
Yep.
Got in the lines forever. The line's taking forever.
Okay.
I already have my boarding pass, remember. I get up to the front of the line. It takes 20 minutes. I go, I'm going to check my bag. I'm going to Lubbock. And they go, we can't check your bag. You're not here in time.
You had to be there earlier.
Yeah. Okay. They go, we'll just put it on the next flight or whatever. And they're like, no, we can't do that. If we miss it, we can put it on the next one. But I can't. You're too late.
Yeah.
But I already have my boarding pass
mm-hmm.
and there's no line at security
mm-hmm.
and it's T2. So it's right there.
Yeah.
Take me 90 seconds. So.
Oh, yeah. That's the new gate.
Right there.
It looks awesome. Yeah.
And if I miss that show, again, I'll lose a lot of money.
Right.
And not even about the money. All the people that have traveled into that show all have to reschedule. That's not an option.
Yeah.
I would probably fly. Truthfully, I would charter a flight and fly private.
Yeah.
If I missed a commercial flight.
Yeah.
And it would never be the case. But if I did, I would. That's how, that's just how the math would line up.
Yeah.
I would not prefer not to do that, but I would.
Of course. Yeah.
I've done it like once or twice. So I got my bag. The flight is boarding in 4 minutes.
Yep.
5 minutes, but I'm right there. And there's no line of security. So I have my golf bag. So let me ask what you would have done.
There's no way to get it on this flight is what you're being told.
It can't even check in. Can't even. And he's like, I'm going to have to redo your flight. And I was like, no, I already have a boarding.
So your choices are basically
take another flight. Yep.
Or abandon your golf bag. Essentially.
That's what I'm saying. There is no other choice.
Yeah. Maybe call somebody who can ship your bag for you.
Yeah.
Come pick it up at the airport and ship it. That's a lot.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. How do you abandon your bag?
Right.
If you go, I'm gonna wheel it all the way out to the end of the parking garage.
Right.
That's a security risk still.
Oh, yeah. That's a terror.
Where do you put it?
Right. You can't leave it anywhere at the airport because you'd hear them all the time. So if you see something, say
you would
something.
Have to get
there's
an Uber,
unattended luggage.
You'd have to get an Uber down the street to the Holiday Inn and leave it there.
Yeah.
there's no place on these on this premises within a mile radius that you can leave this bag.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest rules of the airport. Don't leave your bags
unattended. Here's what I thought about. I had the most status at Delta. If I had more time, I'd go down to the Delta bag.
Smart.
And just throw it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would find it as a lost bag and I come back and get it.
Right.
And they
Which
were
is
like,
still risky. You might lose those clubs.
But let's say I bought those clubs 10 years ago.
So you might be due for new clubs.
For $2,500.
Sure.
And the bag, I mean, I do love those clubs.
Mm.
So I was mad at the guy. We were doing like kind For of sure. like an attitude type thing, but yeah. I didn't cuss at anybody. I was like, it's my fault, mm-hmm. obviously. So I go, well, why'd you make, what?
Yeah. What would you have me do?
Yeah. So I left my bag.
Just left it where?
By the door.
You just left it at the airport, just chilling.
Yeah, I wheeled it over to the door and I just left it in the corner.
Did you like say goodbye to it? Or you're like, goodbye, clubs. I may never see you again. I love you.
I just left it there. I know.
That's a choice.
I know.
That's crazy.
What else was I supposed to do?
I would have tried to take it through security.
This is getting funnier to me as you explain what happened because I only know the end of the story.
Yeah. You know, like spur of the moment, you're like, I don't know. I was
panicked.
I wasn't panicked. But I go, all right, maybe I should take my golf clubs through TSA.
Yeah, which is absolute no way they're going to let you carry those onto the plane. It's as tall as you. Like, what?
But would they let you through with it?
I think they don't.
There's no restrictions on that.
They might. They might let you through. And then when you get to the gate, maybe then they take it and put it under the plane. You know how they do that?
Yeah. Because if your bag's too big.
Right. Or if the plane is just full, like the overheads are full.
Yeah.
They'll just sometimes just take them and put them underneath.
If I wheeled like 6 feet.
Dude.
But no. Okay. Well, you could bring a guitar case.
Right.
You could bring a guitar
case. That might have been the move, man.
Can you bring a whole set of golf clubs through security?
Can it fit through the...
To TSA.
Can it fit through the thing? Through the metal detector?
Sure.
The x-ray?
I should have done that.
Yeah, you probably should have done that.
People would look at me like I were insane.
And they would have been right.
But
that
you
is
can
insane.
Bring big stuff through there.
The guitar case is the best because we see it all the time in Nashville.
Baby carriers, all that kind of stuff. You can bring big stuff through there.
You probably could have done it.
Could I?
And that guy should have recommended it.
He goes, you can try this. I wouldn't do it, but.
Yeah.
All right, so I just left my clubs and then I went and then I went in and I got on the flight.
In your head, was there any bit of you that was like, these are going to be here when I get back?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, here's what I did. I called the police.
Okay.
I called the police when I was on the flight, but I waited till we left the gate.
What do you mean you called the police? Like non-emergency line?
Uh-huh. I called, okay. I looked up the Nashville, the airport police.
Got it.
And I go, this is probably 6 minutes later mm-hmm. and I'm on the plane and the plane is gone.
How sweaty are you at this point? I would have been so sweaty.
Yeah. But I was sitting there. And I was like, hey, I'm on a flight. I'm on the tarmac. I left my bag. And they go, black golf bag in front of American? They go, yeah, we have it. Like,
yeah, dude, we know.
I mean, I'm sure they're watching the entire airport at all times.
They're like, we have the footage of you putting it down, you kissing it and saying goodbye to it. Like, we know.
Hugging it. And
we
you're like, dude, you shot a 68 at Carnoustie one time. We know. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Flex.
Yeah. No, I didn't shoot a 68 at Carnoustie. That'd be unbelievable. Yeah. You shot a 93 at Hamilton Mill. Congratulations. Uh-huh. They go, somebody in the back was like, ask him why he did that.
Yeah.
I was like,
no way. They have the whole precinct watching.
They're like, what? We never. And Lydia, I told Lydia, she was like, I'd already gone to work. So there wasn't. She goes, why did you do that? I go, I don't. What was I supposed to do?
It does feel like the only option.
Financially,
mm-hmm.
that's the only option.
Mm-hmm.
Like you heard that Louis C.K. story he told. He goes, one time I was late for my flight. I just pulled the rental car up to arrivals and left it. And he called them. He's like, your car is on the curb.
Go get it. That's so boss.
That's
crazy.
And they did.
Yeah.
Because
they
all right,
want the car back.
All right. If all things aside, if Louis C.K. was going to do an arena,
mm-hmm.
that settlement check
mm-hmm.
is north of $75,000.
Yeah.
Mine is obviously nowhere close to there.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere close to there. But if Louis C.K. is doing an arena. If that, if he misses that flight, now this is a once in a lifetime scenario.
Sure.
If he misses that flight, he's going to lose that amount of money.
Right.
If you lose the whole car,
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, it's still a net positive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, just math-wise, that's right. What I'm saying. Just, he goes, hey, someone stole the car. Mm-hmm. We don't have, it's gone. How much is it?
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to flex.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, if you're late for something and you're like, I'll park in the handicap spot. Mm-hmm. I if I miss, it's just a risk reward.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, you do the math in your head.
Yep.
You're like, oh, if I'm, I'll get up, I'll risk a parking ticket here to not show up late to my keynote speech.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bummer. I get my car booted, mm-hmm. but how much is that?
Yeah. $50.
$350 to get, if your car gets booted, you got to get it out of there. But if I miss this, mm-hmm. I'm going to get fired from my job. You should park there.
What did you say to the cops?
I go, hey, I left my bag and I'm just letting y'all know because I don't think you can do that at the airport. And they go, yeah, you can't.
You're right, sir. You
and they
can't
go, we thank you for telling us. Mm-hmm. But I go, they go, what? All right. And then they said, what gate are you at? Mm-hmm. And then that made me nervous.
Yeah, that sounds like they're coming for you.
Yes, that made me sound like they're stopping this flight.
Yeah. Hey, just curious, sir, yeah. Where are you?
And
right
I said,
now?
We're already on the, we're already, it, the door's already closed. Mm-hmm. As if it's like, we're they gone. Can't they're like, they can be in the air, like, turn around yeah. and come back down here. Yeah. We're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Lubbock.
Yeah. I'm going to Lubbock.
They're waiting for you in Lubbock at that point. Yeah.
Hey. What's up, buddy? We're here. Oh, shoot. But yeah, I got to the airport yesterday. I landed back yesterday and I went to, I couldn't find them.
They're gone.
I think they're gone.
So I Wait, knew about what? This. I knew yeah. about this because my friends,
yeah.
Mike, who we've talked about on this podcast yeah. a billion times, texted me.
He texted me too.
Bro, tell John his clubs are at the gate or whatever in the airport and he needs to come get them. I had my notifications off, so I didn't see it until later.
They put me on the loudspeaker.
But he was like, bro, they're going, John Christ, please report to whatever to come and get your golf clubs. And he was like, they're airing him out, bro. John Christ.
I got a bunch of DMs too.
John Christ, your golf clubs, please come retrieve your golf clubs.
Oh my gosh.
So the whole airport...
Why you got to put me out like that? He said it sounded like they knew it was me.
100% they knew it was you.
And they're just doing that.
Yes.
Just to out me.
Yes. If I left the clubs, they would not have said it that much.
Yeah.
But it was you.
Disrespectful.
John Christ.
All right. Well, let's keep this going then. This,
okay.
All right. Where does it go? They don't incinerate them.
I'm confused.
It's not like a...
Oh, it goes home with the same guy who told you that you can't do it. 100%. That guy takes them home.
He takes them home.
Yes.
He takes them home.
And that's why he told you, yeah, dude, leave them by the door. That'll go well. Yeah,
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, the guy, yeah, he has them.
Yeah.
All right. Where do they go? I bet someone listening to this podcast is going to help us get these clubs back. They don't...
Oh, I'm not joking. I think that's where they go. I think one of those people takes them home.
Stole them?
Well, they
you were
don't.
On the phone, and you know, she like, said, "We know where they are. We see them. We'll like." I thought you were going
to
say,
but they have to destroy them.
Sure,
but they don't. It's not evidence. There's no crime committed. So they're my golf clubs are somewhere.
As soon as they realize it's not a threat,
yeah,
they might be fair game
to anybody.
To employees.
There's no way. There's no way.
Crazy.
They put it out on the auction.
Bro, there's dirty cops taking stuff out of the evidence lockers. You think the people at TSA aren't able to take stuff out?
My clubs.
So you don't have your golf clubs anymore?
No. So I went to American. They didn't have them. I went to baggage. They didn't have them. And I went to police, information, and lost and found. I went to five places and no one had any record of it.
Okay. We took a flight to Albania a few years ago. We routed through Istanbul. Mm-hmm. At the Istanbul airport, we ended up going...
Big listeners of the pod.
We ended up leaving... Yes. We ended up leaving Maggie's iPad in the back of one of the seats.
Sure, sure.
We communicated with them. Like, they said that they have it. It had a really distinct case. So, they knew what it was.
Come on, Maggie.
They were like, no, it's my fault. She asked me to get it. I'm still in hot water about this. So, this is bad bringing this up.
Sorry, dude.
Thank God she doesn't really listen.
Sorry,
So...
Lydia, by the way, asked me, what's the name of your podcast again? So, same way.
Dude, oh my goodness.
She goes, what's the name of your podcast again?
It's okay. We're only 83 weeks into this thing. Anyways.
That's why.
Unreal, dude. I know. That hurts. So we are communicating with them. I was like, how long will you hold it for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They said 2 years. They said we have a specific like lost and found space for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how they do it over there.
Yeah.
I don't know
Did
how.
Did you get it back?
No, we tried to like go back through Istanbul at some point in the next 2 years and it just didn't work.
So no, of course not.
Threw it out.
They didn't have
opportunity
it.
Cost was not worth it.
Like, we don't have it.
Yeah.
It's like your if you lose your Facebook, we don't have it.
Just like that.
Somebody has it. I don't know. You don't have it. Where is it?
So I don't know if Nashville has the same type of setup. Who would have that? But
I dated this girl in college from Huntsville and they have a excess baggage store.
Cool.
And all the stuff goes there.
That's it. So after 2 years, they put all the stuff there and then people can come and...
I'm going to Huntsville in January. I'm going to go down there. See if my... if I see them there, I'm taking these.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for these. These are mine.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to go to Huntsville.
Now you have an exciting new purchase to make, right?
I know. I did think about that.
Yeah, Andrew's just excited because you get to buy new clubs now.
Yeah.
I have to. Huntsville baggage. All right. So, but it goes somewhere.
Just make a note.
Yeah, I did.
Just put it in your calendar.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going there.
Put it on the calendar, man.
It has to
get yourself excited.
All right. You know how like it's not like I'm envisioning that they like cremate it. They're like now, and it's like ashes.
Yeah.
All the stuff that they get now is it's not burned.
No, I'm pretty sure it exists. Goes somewhere where people can claim it.
My golf clubs exist. Mm-hmm. Let me say they're Callaway. What is the brand of them? They're Callaway. They're all Callaway. Oh, I have a Kirkland signature balls and glove.
Okay.
And Legends. It's a blue and black bag.
Okay.
Somebody had to
be
find
on
this.
The lookout. Yeah.
Somebody got to find this.
We should make a. We should do a graphic this week, Derek. A lost poster or a missing poster of his clubs.
But say if you have a bunch of stuff in your bag, and they said your bag is going to cost $100 to check. Mm-hmm. Well, I can buy this stuff for less than $100 when I get there. Mm-hmm. Abandon it.
Yep.
Should. I hope that helps somebody. It helps no one. For sure it helps no one. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Wild Grain, baby. I don't think you can take that through TSA.
Wild Grain?
Actually, you can.
You might be able to.
You can take food?
Yeah.
Solid. Oh, we need to hear someone from TSA.
Yeah.
Can you bring golf clubs through there?
Yeah.
That's what we need from somebody. I can get that answer. Actually, I got it. No. Nothing quite like the smell of fresh baked bread, baby, coming out of the oven. Isn't that amazing? Ladies, what if I told you? Let's not do this. You could get all the delicious and spend all the deliciousness. You could get all the delicious.
You.
Let me. Hold on.
Are right there.
I am?
You're right.
Did they send that?
They did send that.
What if I told you you could get all the delicious and spend less time in the kitchen?
Right. I think it should be deliciousness. I think you're right there.
Well, so you know what this person should have used? Babbel. Okay. Throwback. Well, Wild Grain, baby. The first ever Bake From Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, baby. Unlike the typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process. It's easier on your belly, lower in sugar, and rich in nutrients and antioxidants. Get some bread up there in the house
for
the holidays. You never run the risk of getting bored with Wild Grain. They're consistently adding new seasonal and limited time special items to add to your box. We had this girl named Courtney in our college ministry.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to find a husband.
Yep.
I was dating her.
Aren't they all?
Aren't they all in the college ministry at church?
Yeah.
I was dating her. Roommate. Mm-hmm. And her roommate would say every time there were like guys from church would come over, she'd like put on like an apron and like put like some flour on her like cheeks.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Just cosplaying baker.
I'm just in here baking.
It's hilarious.
Oh, what are you guys doing here? Just baking a pie.
I'm just like such a mom. Like,
yeah. She probably has Wild Grain.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals to the Greater Boston Food Bank. Great Boston, great city, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can eat good and do good at the same time. All you have to do is sign up at wildgrain.com/net positive and choose which type of box you want to receive and how often. It's easy to reschedule, skip, or cancel. Plus, limited time, get $30 off the first box. Plus, free croissants in every box when you get a wildgrain.com/net positive to start. You heard, baby. $30 off your first box and you go to wildgrain.com/net positive or
Use the promo code at checkout in the episode description below. Also, if you want to eat bread in bed, Miracle Made Sheets.
That's right.
You see how I combine this?
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Seamless. People listening, they goes, it was not seamless.
I liked it.
Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that is better sleep. That's fact.
Yes.
Hey, dude, if you listen to Andrew Huberman, that he'll tell you that.
Big sleep guy.
Big sleep guy.
Yeah.
A big sleep guy. And if you don't get the sleep, I was listening to this podcast about, well, let me read this first. Yeah. You're like, really, dude? Miracle Made Sheets can help you tap in. That's a great song.
Nice.
Into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation that has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%. Did you know that your temperature at night, you can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you can check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? What?
Gross.
It can lead to acne, allergens, and stuffy noses. Self-cooling properties, self-cleaning, luxurious comfort and quality, better for your skin. Look at my skin. Look at Alex's skin.
Glowing.
Why? Because we use Miracle Made, baby. Try miracle.com/net positive is where you want to go, baby. Promo code net positive. Check out and save even more. Get 3 free towels. What? Miracle Made is so confident the product is backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. We have the same policy on our podcast.
Love it.
3 free towels. Save over 40%. Again, try miracle.com/net positive. We went on a mission trip in Peru one time.
Yeah.
And we had to sleep in this bunkhouse outside.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like screened in.
Okay.
But
that's terrifying, dude. It's
impossible to sleep.
Yeah.
Impossible to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, I guess if you live down there, you can.
Sure.
But your body is just like, well, we're not sleeping here. Mm-hmm. We're not sleeping.
I'd be afraid of like bugs and stuff. Not a big spider guy. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to get to the news? Let's get to the news.
There's a lot going on
in the world.
Yeah, a lot. Where would you like to start here?
Most everybody, this is not in our list, but most everybody's upset at college football.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are upset at college football.
Very.
Sorry, Georgia fans.
Yeah.
I don't like Georgia.
You don't like Georgia?
No.
Oh, you're a tech guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love tech as much as I hate Georgia.
Okay, fair.
And I said on Nate Pargatze's podcast, I wish no happiness for anyone associated with Georgia football.
It sounds like your wish came true.
No success and no happiness.
There you go.
But I think it's better this way. This is my ideal situation.
Go ahead.
Because it's like LeBron James. Mm-hmm. You don't want him to lose. You don't want him to go like 20 and 60.
Okay.
You want him to be there.
Okay.
With a chance.
Yeah.
And then Steph drains a dagger in his eye.
We're on different sides here, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
You want him to be
a huge LeBron stan, man.
No. We can be on different sides of that. Yeah. Not fair on that. But if you want, who's the team you hate?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
When the Cowboys, you're like, they didn't make the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Dang.
Got it.
We want him to.
You still want him in the show.
We want him to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The MLB playoffs are better when the Yankees are in them.
Yes. Yes. And you want the underdog team to pound a home run in the bottom of the ninth to send them home.
Got it.
That's what you want.
Totally understood now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Who was it that we, were out, was that the Braves game? We were playing the Phillies.
Yep.
Pounded that home run. Mm-hmm. And no, they had that double play and Bryce Harper was being too cocky.
Yep.
And remember when he ran past third and then we gunned him down at first base and he had to walk off that field.
Right.
If you have an enemy, Bryce Harper, if I met him in real life, I would love him. I'm saying Bryce Harper, the player.
Yes.
Not the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Feels good.
He's like shirtless on front of the Sports Illustrated. Like,
yeah.
You like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like seeing Georgia not win.
Yeah, you got to be psyched right now.
Psyched.
People are pissed.
Yeah, I was pretty psyched.
Also, we talked about Colorado and Dion earlier on in the season. They finished last in their conference this year.
Yeah. So you don't want to go, you don't want them to be like 0-10 and then eke out the last two games to be 2-10.
It would have been so much more fun if they were doing well throughout the year.
It would have been.
That would have been fun to watch. It would have
been better. You want them, let me say that about your, like Kyle Busch in racing. Mm-hmm. He's like the nemesis enemy, Bubba Wallace, right? Mm-hmm. But you want to see him in the top 10 on the last couple laps.
Yeah.
You want to see him up there.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what did Colorado end? What was, how many wins?
1-8 in the conference, I believe.
Oh, how many wins do they have total?
Four or five.
four.
Oh my God.
And they won like the first three or something.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, then their schedule got really tough.
Yeah. Also that. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. We're, yeah.
Why do you hate Georgia?
I just hate them, dude. I just hate them. Okay. I hate their attitude. I hate that they have nothing else to live for.
Okay.
Except Georgia football. That's all they care about. These small town people that have never left. I know these people. I live amongst them.
Yeah.
And they're just like, adult men are like, we got these 16, 17-year-olds that are five stars coming in. I go to work, dude. Mm-hmm. Go hug your kids. It's embarrassing. Just a bunch of dudes that like don't like, do you know people that like treat other people bad if their sports team loses?
Yeah. I grew up outside of Boston.
That's unacceptable.
It was all Red Sox, Celtics,
that is
Bruins,
unacceptable.
Patriots. Yeah.
It's to go home and treat people that you love different based on if your team wins or loses is across the board unacceptable.
After the final buzzer sounds of your favorite team's game and they just lost, how long are you allowed to have that affect you? What's the window in time?
The only time sports ever affected me is when the Falcons lost the Super Bowl.
Okay.
To Tom Brady, and we were up 27-3 in the fourth quarter.
That's a tough one.
It was.
Yeah. How long did it affect you?
It didn't. I didn't take it out. Bill Simmons, who's I love his podcast. I stopped following listening to him
because of that.
Yeah.
Because he's a Boston guy.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be pro Pats.
And the joke. I still don't think the jokes are funny. But I'm not going to.
So you can't have this take.
No.
So you're totally disqualified from feeling this way because you're the problem, dude. You still can't listen to Bill Simmons, who you've talked about and told me how much you love his coverage on sports. And now you're saying you can't even.
I do.
That was what, 5-6 years ago? So 6 years is the window?
Ago.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
6 years.
I don't take it out. I didn't take it out on anyone.
You internalize it. You just bury it deep down and just let it get bottled up and
clearly,
come out later.
Clearly, I'm over it.
Right.
Yeah, clearly I'm past it.
Definitely.
Yeah. The Georgia football fan is just like, they have nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where all these people live. I'm telling you, I'm from there.
Uh-huh.
And they live to be like, what more do you want?
Yeah.
What more do you want? You haven't lost in 2 years.
It's not just Georgia, man. Like I think there's a lot of college football fan bases. Yeah. I think it's a lot of them.
There's like, oh, because obviously everybody knows this. The Braves won the World Series 2 years ago. Winning never feels as good as losing feels bad.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Losing feels so horrific. Winning it, you think you're going to get an equal amount of elation that you did get sadness. Never.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, you go, oh, we won it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're expected nothing, to do it again next year.
I go, like, if I ever told you a story about, my therapist was like, what's your best case scenario if you go to Broadway? When I was, like, drinking a bunch and, like, wanting attention. They're like, what's the best case scenario? Tell me the best scenario that could happen down here.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask that to Georgia fans.
Mm. Yeah.
What's going to make you happy? You haven't lost the game in 2 years, two back-to-back national championships. Oh, maybe you're just unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it had nothing to do with the game. You were just sad.
And they try to bring it existential.
They try to bring this whole narrative about like we were like depressed and like we've been going through. Like you've been in a bowl game every year since I've been alive.
Yeah, they're it.
They are it.
Yeah.
And also, let me say this. George is like, everybody hates us. No, they don't.
That's what bothers me.
No, they don't.
Because that's an every fan base thing too, where it's like chip on the shoulder. Yeah. It's us against the world. It's like, dude, it's everybody
against
the world.
Nobody cares about you.
That's the whole point.
Nobody cares. Okay, here's who people hate.
Who do you want on who's supposed to be on your side?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Who I'm talking, if you're like a casual college football fan.
Yeah.
Who do you hate? Notre Dame.
Okay.
USC.
Okay.
Alabama, and maybe Ohio State.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Georgia. Traditionally, you're not on that level.
Yeah, they're a new school program.
That nobody hates.
Which
nobody,
I think is also why they've had such great success and attention on them.
Nobody hates Georgia. They were like, oh, everybody's against us. No, they're not.
I think new era fans would. But to your point, the pedigree of college football.
Who do you hate in basketball? The Lakers.
Yeah.
the Knicks.
Yeah, the Celtics.
And the Celtics. Yeah. I'm sorry. Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
If you follow the sport casually and Georgia fans want to put themselves up there, and they're just not. Hmm. They're not.
How was Georgia Tech season this year?
We're not good. Yeah. Yeah, we're not good at all.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to beat Georgia so badly, but I don't love Georgia Tech as much as I hate Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've softened on my hate of Georgia in the last couple of years, but now I've rekindled it.
Okay.
And now it's as strong as ever.
Okay.
As strong as it was in college.
Burning strong.
But you know how like your parents, my parents are like evangelical Christian. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't allow to date a Catholic.
Mm.
Like, but I think we've softened on that.
Okay.
I think so. Like, they're like, yeah, we were like kind of in college. We were with that, but now.
Sure.
Nah.
Could you date a Georgia fan?
Yeah. There are people like that.
I know.
They're like the dads, like, I'm not letting a Bama fan in my house. We're uh-huh. Auburn warring. Uh-huh. That's insane.
Uh-huh.
That's insane. It's whatever.
House divided.
A house divided. A house uneducated.
Let's move on.
A house sad. Yeah.
Where you want to go here?
Let's talk about Young Thug.
Okay.
Well, Young Thug, if I had this on my vision board of what was going to be brought up on this podcast,
right,
it would not be this guy.
Yeah.
Young Thug is a rapper.
Yes.
Out of, I don't know where he's from.
Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta. And he is in court. Mm-hmm. Young Thug is in court. And that's about the extent of the story that I know. And Young Thug, I don't know how that came to be his name. But mm-hmm. if you are going to court for criminal activity, mm-hmm. I would venture to say that Young Thug would be evidence to get you convicted just by having that name.
Mm.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree. It's not going to help you.
Young Thug is not going to help you in to prove your innocence.
Mm-hmm.
What's yeah. your name? Yeah. Young Thug. But Young Thug has a great lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And his government name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you can fast forward that to like probably 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Probably, right? His government name is Jeffrey. And his lawyer looks like Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you think that helps or hurts? Depends on the judge, I suppose.
Depends on the judge.
He does look like Jeffrey Epstein.
Judge looks like Jeffrey Epstein. And I'm sure this is when you're sitting down with Young Thug, this is the biggest hurdle you got to get over.
The name.
What are we going to do? What your name is Young Thug. Mm-hmm. What about the evidence? What about the cell phone records? What about the DNA? All right. That's all secondary.
Yeah.
We got to you see this jury over here?
Mm-hmm.
See all 12 of these people?
Mm-hmm.
They are at Young Thug's trial.
Right.
So what are we going to do about this?
Yeah, and the charges are, it's a RICO trial. So this is like racketeering. This is big amounts of weapons.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Sure.
But I would say in general, and we've been fact checked and we're on thin ice this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say those are thug activities.
Okay.
In general.
Okay.
Derek's like, please, no. All right. So we have to address the elephant in the room.
Sure.
His name is Young Thug.
Sure.
And his lawyer, who I'm sure is getting paid a lot of money, earns every penny.
Because mm-hmm.
this is what he says.
Yeah.
As a musical artist. And help his family, himself, and as many others out of this endless cycle.
What does Thug stand for?
Of hopelessness. He would be truly
T
humble
H
under
U
God
G.
That's what Thug means.
Bars. Truly humbled under God. And can we rewind that quick?
Sure.
I could be wrong, but I think he said under.
Oh.
Not under. Let's listen.
He dropped the hard R off of under.
Let's listen. Hold on.
Come on.
And I've seen this addressed on the internet a lot this week. I don't think anyone has had this take, but let's listen again.
He would be truly humble under God.
Wow. Wow.
Under.
Wow. Can I do it again? Because yeah. I don't even believe what I just heard.
I think that's what I heard. Did I not?
100%.
I think that's what I heard. Hold on, let me close my eyes.
Okay.
he would be truly humble under God.
Bro.
He said under.
He said under.
He said under.
Yeah.
Innocent. Let him go.
Yeah, free thugger.
Let him go. Free young thug.
Yeah.
Free him.
That's
Let him go.
I'm in.
I'm sold.
Yep.
Truly humbled under God is crazy.
Under God.
Under.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
All right. So if your goal is to get it, I mean.
Under.
He said under.
Mm-hmm.
Not under.
Right.
And it, listen.
Is that racist?
Is
it racist?
I was thinking more like, is it? Yeah. Does he need Babbel? Just call back to a sponsor.
Nice, dude.
Truly humbled under God.
That's nuts.
It's UNDA.
Yeah. This is the same. This is the same lawyer.
I love this guy.
In the same trial that also tried to say that Pushin' P,
yeah,
which was one of Thug's biggest songs in the last year or so,
and yeah,
stood for pushing positivity.
This is like what I would like. I feel like the type of things that I would tell my parents when I got in trouble for stuff.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
like when you were like Kanye West, Jesus Walks.
Yes.
No. We don't support that?
Right.
We don't support Jesus walking.
Or when you'd be like, no, he's rapping about how bad that stuff is.
Yeah,
he's saying he's removed
it.
From it.
No, he's not saying it in vain.
Right.
He's a Christian.
Yes.
Yes. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that going
on.
He's
doing that
house.
In court.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Or like there'd be like a Britney Spears song or something like, no, she doesn't. That's not how she means it.
Right.
Yeah. I know that's what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Right.
It's not, it means like communion,
yes,
or like we would always be saying stuff like that to our parents all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, it's PR. It's just, you're hitting the spin zone and saying, no, it's not.
No,
that.
Dude. Cause that was back in the day when you had you would leave a CD in the playing on accident before taking it out and putting in another one.
Yes.
Y'all that kids don't know these days.
No, that's different now.
The struggles we had to go through.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Free Thug.
Free,
one of my favorite artists.
Hey, and also
I need new music.
And yeah, and we don't. If you come into what about the charges? Okay.
Oh, I'm standing on it.
Okay,
this is my guy. Yeah,
oh, I like
Free Thug.
Oh yeah, Free Thug.
the culture needs.
Maybe that's what we got to do.
We need that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah.
You want to get to the? Let's get to the evolution thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because we're gonna get this address. We're gonna get somebody in here to talk about these type of theories.
Yeah, we're like unintentionally teeing up a lot of conspiracy type stuff.
All right, so this is a Barstool podcast. And a lot of, I would say, when did... I'm 39. So I remember when I was coming up in school, there was a lot of, they're going to start teaching evolution.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, I remember it. It was very, it was stressed.
Remember that?
It's like, we're teaching it, but we're teaching it as a theory.
Yeah.
I remember all
that. So the whole planet's history prior to the year 2000, nobody taught it.
Right.
And now if you don't believe it, you're dumb.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So evolution wasn't around when our parents were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wait, I never thought, dude, I'm learning so much.
Yeah, like what'd you think it was?
Creation. Everybody was talking creation.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's where the narrative has changed, that everybody like believes in evolution.
Right.
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll stand
not
on that
like
one.
That.
I'll stand on that one.
Yeah.
I'll stand on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like things come into like the narrative of like, oh, yeah, this is kind of like, and now that evolution is just like accepted.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this is. Is it a Barstool podcast?
Yeah, this is Tommy Smokes from Barstool.
And he, you want to just watch it?
Yeah, let's watch it.
Watch this one video on evolution. I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. They're trying to tell me we were little like fish.
Yes.
Human. That's such a load of shit. I legitimately think that a god is more believable than evolution.
It's like the history of evolution. And it's like, first we were little fish. Then we became squirrels. Then we grew this. Like, there's no fucking
hold on.
Chance.
Pause. That guy's like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe you're saying this.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not doing a bit.
No, he's
serious.
He says
that in a second, but all right, keep going.
That is very funny that you don't
think
believe
there's
in
just a spaghetti
evolution.
Man.
That's funny.
That's like Carl Everett. Not a bit. Here. Like, it's fine if people think it's a bit, because then they'll maybe won't think I'm that stupid. I straight up do not believe in evolution.
That's what
unequivocally.
Pause. So just getting hammered by his buddies.
Yep.
Crushed. And he's going, wait.
Yeah.
There's this is a... trash theory.
Yeah.
This is a trash theory.
Mm-hmm.
And just they're like, it's so like blasphemous.
Right.
That he's saying it.
To science.
That's how far we've come.
Yes.
That he's like, there's no way mm-hmm. this exists. And everybody's like,
yeah.
Like it's a hot take.
Right.
You want to watch the end of it?
Yeah.
So you believe in creationism? Like, is a?
I think it is legitimately more likely that there's some supreme being.
He's Italian.
That like yeah. made the universe, then a speck of dust appeared out of nowhere
yeah.
because of no reason and exploded into everything.
Well, that's why I believe in some sort of hybrid, because it's like something is happening for a reason.
Like
a
yeah. but they'll be like, oh, you believe in God? That's so stupid. It was this little speck of dust that exploded into a 10 billion
universe. And by the way, that is like...
That it requires just as much like of a not, leap of faith to believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I believe in that. I don't think that's crazy.
Man is preaching.
I'm with Tommy.
Man is preaching.
I'm with Tommy on this.
I'm with Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Stand with Tommy.
Yeah. We stand with Young Thug
and Tommy. Tommy.
And Taylor.
Yeah.
He's just going, no, no.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it, like is great about, yeah, some people have a podcast that shouldn't have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We agree.
Yeah.
And me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Us for sure.
Definitely.
That is what's great about podcasting is like why a lot of people like, when they put these theories out, they try to get them like silenced or removed.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they try, we can't, not that, but there's like, no, you can't say this. What? Because it's true.
I can't believe like just to stay on the evolution thing. Yeah. I can't believe that so many people buy it
yeah.
with how little evidence there is of it.
Yeah.
It like, and to me, if you want to say, show me the receipts of how God created it, I would say, fair point.
I was going to say, also show me your receipts. Yeah. The other side is we're not how that all outside of, the power of God, of a supreme being mm-hmm. creating it
mm-hmm.
that we could have that debate.
Mm-hmm.
This one should be thrown out.
It's crazy.
Evolution should, we'll talk about if we should clip this after.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This one should be thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
That it just came from nothing.
Yeah. Look, I believe in certain elements of evolution.
Yeah.
Like, for instance,
sure.
you can see how certain animals have adapted to their yeah. environments and certain changes have happened to them.
Like, they have hair blah, blah, blah. And now they don't have hair.
Yes.
That's
evolution.
Yes.
I'm with that 100%.
Of course.
I do not believe that humans came from a different species of. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
No.
Where? Then where are the tweeners?
Where are the ones that they're. Yeah. Show me, if you say, show me your evidence for creationism, we can have that debate.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
Yeah.
Should be like, hey.
Yeah.
Evolution, listen, it's 2023. We're about to come to an end. Let's all gather. Hey.
Yeah.
We had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
20 years. We had a good run of this theory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's retire it.
Yeah.
Let's retire it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not a believer in God.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here? What's the point of this? Let's have that conversation.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled to have it.
I also think there's way more evidence of like intelligent design than there is to just like things evolve naturally. Like not to go too scientific.
No, but you go.
When things are left to their own devices,
yeah.
chaos ensues,
yeah.
not order. So
yes.
like the fact that we're looking at a clearly intelligent planet that operates in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
But we're allowed.
It doesn't what?
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Make
sense.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He goes,
change
okay.
my mind.
Yeah.
Evolution's garbage. Change my mind.
Yeah. No, we'll stand on that.
It's all a simulation anyways, though. I think it's more so that okay. than anything. So, but we'll save that for another.
Wait. So what? All right. Well, I was not taught about evolution because I went to Christian school.
Oh, nice.
Christian
you skipped
college.
It. Okay. Yeah.
But it's basically there was a speck of dust. And everything developed from that. Because it's like we were fish. Well, where'd the fish come from?
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps going backwards,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. And yeah. It started the Big Bang.
Right.
Right? That I believe in.
The Big Bang?
No, just kidding. Yeah, no, I don't.
I can get with the Big Bang, but I think it was Let There Be Light. That's the bang.
Dang,
it's not mutually exclusive. Like, I don't think you need to throw the baby out with the bathwater type
yeah.
thing. It's like...
Yeah. Well, I've always thought about the theories about like the flood
uh-huh.
and they were like, if we were now in this is, they were like, are you guys on mushrooms today?
Yeah, we're
like,
in
all right. So if you're like the whole earth flooded, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
your experience of the Earth was like 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
Right.
They didn't know. They right. didn't know the Earth.
Right.
They didn't know how big it was.
I don't know about South Africa.
No, dude. Yeah. Their podcast wasn't trending down there.
Uh-huh.
So, but those are the type of things that you're like, well, they didn't know what Earth was.
Correct.
We don't even know about it now.
Correct.
We did. I mean, apparently some people fly over the top of it.
We don't know what space is, if you want to make that argument. We don't even know what the ocean is. We know 6% of it. Hey, and you know what I heard this week?
Oh no!
There's this.
This podcast is awesome.
There's this scientific. There's this scientific law.
Yeah.
That like I think it has to do with gravity.
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
On land, mammals can only get to a certain size.
Yeah.
Because of these biological limitations.
Yeah.
At a certain depth in the ocean, because the pressure is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
That law no longer applies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there could be beings down there.
Oh, yeah.
That are bigger than anything that is possible on land,
like a football field.
Yeah. And because we only know 6% of the ocean, the chances of there being mega animals down there pretty high.
Okay, and you or space, or well, let's say the ocean. It's 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you say in the future, because we just
I love that we're here. Right
no,
now.
Dude, well, you just realized, right? You've realized that there's other solar systems,
right?
Or there's other or we just now had a telescope. Mm-hmm. So with that technology, that in the future we could go bigger. Mm-hmm. That also makes it that in the past they knew less,
right?
So if you're going all the way back to and Noah, according to the Bible, which if you want to go back and forth on that or when that year or how often, like a year was 1,000 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sure.
Noah was one of the first people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very early in recorded history.
Yep.
No cars.
Right.
Boats. But I wouldn't imagine they're probably sailing, but you wouldn't go past where you could see.
Mm-hmm.
So
it had also allegedly never rained before. That was the first rainfall. So to say it's going to rain so much that the entire thing floods was like,
what
do you mean water's going to fall from the sky?
Yeah. And what's going to flood?
Mm-hmm.
The whole, I mean, why would they do that? There's only six people on Earth.
Right.
Why not just flood the whole thing?
Yeah. There's an easier way to do this. That's what you're saying. Like, doesn't have to be as big a lift. We could just like,
yeah. And if Antarctica is, if it, yeah, that, yeah, I can get on board with all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you go? What do you mean? Why don't they just flood the 4 square miles?
Why does it need to be a flood? Why can't you just kill everybody? We got to flood it all.
I'll debate that with you. Mm-hmm. I like debating those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But evolution, stop.
Yeah. Get out.
And they were so, but that's all those kids grew up though. All those kids are in their 20s. They all grew up with evolution the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We solved it all today, baby.
We're in it, man.
Oh, Rocket Money. Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account? I do be feeling that way
because
I lost my golf clubs. And you have no idea where it's going. I also do be feeling like that. Well, I know. It's all those subscriptions.
Mm.
Think about it, between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, parenting apps. It's endless. What parenting apps are there?
I don't know, but I should probably find out soon.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get some. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you need Rocket Money. It's an app that tracks all your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going at all times. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Seriously. Think of all the free trials you subscribe to that you probably never canceled.
Mm.
That's why we love Rocket Money. I tried to get a GIF maker, GIF.
Yep.
Maker, because I needed to make a GIF or something. I couldn't.
Yep.
And it was like, you bought it and it was like, oh, you downloaded it and it was like, wow. Well,
subscribe monthly, that type of thing. Yeah.
What am I going to do with a gift maker, even if it's $1.99 a month?
You needed it for like one thing.
One thing.
But yeah. And that's how you forget about it.
I kept it in my inbox so I could remember to cancel it.
Nice.
But if I wouldn't need to do that if I had Rocket Money.
That's right.
Personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. Also like the car wash people, those sneaky little criminals. Monitors your spending and helps with bills, baby. Ever try to get a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%? Oh, they'll even do that for you.
Yep.
All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. That's very kind of them.
It's great.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it's helped save its members an average of $720 a year.
That's great.
500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Wow.
That's huge.
And they just watch it for you.
Yeah.
I would do the, I would honestly do the car wash service.
Yeah.
If I had them.
Yeah.
Cause I don't, how am I going to keep track of them all?
Right.
Yeah. They aren't, they got you.
They got it. They got it covered.
And what about your sponsored child? Wasn't this an email?
Yeah, somebody emailed us about that, and they said that it was trying to cancel their compassion payments. And they're like, hey, you could save an extra $37 a month if you delete this and stop sponsoring this kid.
No, they send you everything.
Right.
And then you choose.
You choose what you
cancel. They didn't recommend. They just said, hey, do you know you're doing this?
Right.
And that's fair.
Yes. They're not pulling the trigger for you. They're just saying, hey, this is there.
You know this is it. But that's how they get, that's how compassion gets you.
They get you to forget about it?
No, they get you. Now, you sign up, you say, they do their whole speech at the concert. Like, did you want to sponsor a child? That you're raising your hand for $7,000.
Right.
Who wants to give $7,000? Mm-hmm. You couldn't even do that at the at a auction at the governor's mansion.
Right.
$7,000. Mm-hmm. This 14-year-old middle school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, your parents are doing it, but.
Yep.
Seven G's.
Yep.
If that car wash people were like, hey, you can come, you can pay $13.99 for a car wash or $5,000.
Right.
It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
Give them Rocket Money. Get them on your side, baby. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive. Rocketmoney.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description.
Wanna hit some news and then we'll get out of here?
Let's do one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go the Chipotle.
Cool.
What's going on, Chipotle?
So this is a woman who threw food at a Chipotle employee can reduce her jail time by working at a fast food restaurant, says the judge.
I love this judge.
This is great.
I love this judge.
Already off rip, I'm in.
Oh yeah. We've had this we've had this news in the past.
Yes.
Remember it was the what was it? It was parents complaining about the refs.
Yes.
At sport, like if you want to be a ref,
you have to go ref the game yourself just to get the experience and understand what it's like on the other side.
Look at the judge. The judge is going, all right, you threw food at the Chipotle and they press charges.
Yeah.
So the lady comes in. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this lady a criminal? No. Is she going to go to jail? No, because that's going to take up a bed and then we got to feed. We're not, right? We can't just keep doing this. Mm-hmm. He goes, what?
Yeah. Want to hear the sentence?
How about this? Yeah, go ahead.
Parma Municipal Court Judge Timothy Gilligan sentenced her to 180 days in jail with 90 days suspended. In a unique twist, the judge offered her a chance to earn jail credit by working 20 hours per week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months.
I do it.
In a heartbeat,
everybody
dude.
Everybody would do it.
Over a part-time jail? Job at Chipotle versus prison?
Chicken. Yeah, do it.
What?
In a second.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty close.
If this was like...
I'd think about it.
Comparable.
Here's what I would think. I would go, all right, how many hours and what's jail?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go a week in jail, a week 24/7 in jail, or work 3 months at Chipotle.
Bro, 180 days.
Or no, but yeah,
or 20 hours per week for 2 months.
All right. How about this? 1 day in jail or 2 months at Chipotle?
1 day in jail.
Sure. All right. Do you think you're making it 180 days in jail, John?
No.
No, I'm not making
neither.
I'm
none,
not,
of I'm not.
Yeah.
None of us.
No, no, but it depends. You have to do the math.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So the judge goes and you go, all right, let me. I don't have Young Thug's lawyer here, so I got to think. I got to do this math myself. If he said, "How long you're in jail?" 1 day,
yeah.
Or you can skip jail and work at Chipotle for 6 months,
right?
You would say, "I'll take the 1 day of jail."
Yeah.
So 2 months of working at Chipotle. What's the
equivalent?
What's like the breaking point?
A month to a day.
A month to a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Six days in jail or 6 months working at Chipotle.
No. How many days would you?
That's what it's equal.
Oh, okay.
1 day to 1 month working.
Mm-hmm.
But if you switch it up to a different job, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. But Chipotle is a tough place to work.
Chipotle
is a tough place to work.
What happened was she got a burrito and it wasn't to her liking. Mm-hmm. And so she threw it at the Chipotle employee. And
The judge
read the last sentence. This is unbelievable.
The judge goes, quote, "You didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like it, and this is how you respond? This is not Real Housewives of Parma. This behavior is not acceptable."
Where's Parma?
Parma's the town, wherever that is.
What town?
Ohio. Of course.
Of course. What
Andrew says, the greatest state in the country.
Real Housewives of Parma. It's crazy, dude.
The top comment, the people she threw food at going to walk in on her first day like.
Oh, well, well, well.
Look who showed up to work.
I support this. Everyone in the comments will support this.
This is great.
You know what's bad when working a minimum wage job equates to 2 months of going to literal prison? That's what I said.
Are there any other jobs that this would be good for? Like, well, that you could do this with?
I do know that. I mean, you know the prison when you work on prison, it's interstate cleanup.
Right.
When you see someone in prison working, and there's usually the cop out there watching them.
Yeah.
That's the most brutal work.
Right.
Yeah. What if they said you could spend one day in prison or do a 24/7 podcast?
I do that 24/7 podcast, dude. Let's go. Run it up. Easy.
Maybe working at Chick-fil-A, it would be better.
That wouldn't be fair.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
Because Chick-fil-A wouldn't.
That's a good work experience.
Yeah.
Chipotle. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, this is tough PR for Chipotle.
A little bit.
Now that
a little bit.
Which
Wait,
is no,
funny.
No.
This came from Chipotle. Chipotle is the source for this article. So that's wild that they're just like using this as PR for them.
Would you rather go to this?
Hey, it's a punishment to work for us, is what you're saying. they're the one saying this.
That he said fast food, though. He didn't say work at Chipotle, right?
Oh, true.
Yeah, he didn't say work at Chipotle.
Good catch.
Interesting.
Right, go down to the main caption right there.
Which then makes it like...
Go to the caption on the left. He said, whatever, Zoom. Yeah.
Does that count
working,
as fast food?
Yeah, working at fast food restaurant.
Which means then, where do they send them for punishment?
Oh, yeah. No, he can choose.
So if not Chipotle...
Where do you go? Mm-hmm. You have to work off these hours.
Which one would be...
Dude, that's crazy that you have to work fast food.
Which chain would be a punishment to work for, basically?
Arby's.
What I was going
to
say.
Just immediately both of you went to Arby's?
Yeah.
For sure.
Why?
For sure.
Why?
For sure.
Dude,
How
is Arby's still in business?
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody in an Arby's.
Neither have I. Sure, I've Arby's. Never ate in Arby's. I've never seen anyone eat
you
Arby's.
Know, and people are going to say Taco Bell. And here's why I disagree with that 100%. Because you do give an extreme amount of joy to people.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell, it's not good for you.
Right.
And it's probably a toxic work environment. And the guy probably back there is probably on cocaine.
Everyone working at Taco Bell is high for sure.
Yeah. But think like when I do a show and people come to me, hey, I got a DM this morning. Hey, I've had a horrific last couple months, health issues, divorce, whatever, job loss. And your comedy has gotten, we get emails like that for the podcast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Has encouraged me and got me through so much. That helps me when I'm on tough days with travel or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell, I would email them. I mean, I've thought about hugging that drive-through driver sometimes.
Nice.
It's so, you're going to pay for it. It's going to be, there's going to be consequences in the morning. Yep. Probably not even in the morning, probably within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good that they go, hey, this is, so you're in there, making a cheesy gordita crunch for a guy that's like had three beers and is driving home. Not that we endorse drinking and driving, but that's all he needs.
Mm-hmm.
People are actually drunk coming through that drive-through. You're sobering them up.
Mm.
You're saving lives.
There you go.
Taco Bell's saving lives.
Essential workers is what you're saying.
They are.
Absolutely.
They are.
This comment says 6 months for throwing a burrito is insane though. And I agree. That's nuts, dude. 6 months time for throwing a burrito?
In jail?
That's crazy.
Yo, what are you in here? Domestic violence. What are you in for? Robbing a liquor store. What are you in for? I threw a burrito at Chipotle because they didn't give me enough pico de gallo.
I'm in here for kind of assault.
Yeah.
But they didn't throw it at a person. They must have had some priors.
I would think so.
Have some priors.
They have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Throwing your nuggets back at the, I mean, what are the priors? We don't have to go into all this.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's close on the dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every year,
dictionaries
come out and give what their word of the year is.
Oh, yeah.
Merriam-Webster.
Also, I love that it's like
the Georgia Tech rivalry or Auburn Alabama. There's a Merriam-Webster, and what was the other one?
Oxford.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude.
And they see each other at the conference every year.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And they're old English establishments.
Merriam-Webster.
Mm-hmm.
We work for Oxford.
Mm. Wow. Interesting.
All right.
Tough year for you guys, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, we won last year.
Yeah.
All right. So the article is what the word of the year.
Word of the year.
Okay.
Merriam-Webster's 2023 word of the year is
okay.
Authentic.
Okay. And in 2023, quite possibly the least authentic year.
Couldn't agree with you more, John.
Who?
Right.
Who used it?
Right. Inauthentic people.
Who used it?
Yeah.
They go, we know no one was this.
Mm-hmm.
No one was this.
Yep.
No one is this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the other hand.
Word of the year. Pick something that's good. What do you want to do? Get in the news.
Right.
You want to get in the news.
Right.
If you're Merriam-Webster,
mm-hmm.
we need some A, that Taylor Swift bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
We need some.
Yes. Get us
a little
there.
Bit of that.
Well, yeah. And I think that Oxford probably shares your approach.
Yeah.
Because their word for 2023
yeah.
is Riz.
Yeah. Has to be.
So.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The devil ain't got no Riz.
Oh, glad throwback, dude. He was at Whiskey Jam, by the way.
Really?
Mitchell Ferguson.
Nice.
It was a Whiskey Jam.
What a guy.
I was going to go down there. I didn't make it down there.
Oxford says Riz is the word of 2023, and it beat out words like Swifty, beige flag, and situationship.
As new words.
Yes.
Those are all great.
Mm-hmm. How is beige flag a word?
Yeah. It's literally two words.
They were like, we already have beige and we already have flag. Yeah.
They teamed up. Beige and flag teamed up on the same card.
You want to get together? We're already in the dictionary.
Yeah.
It's going together.
Yeah, they're on the same ticket this year.
How is beige flag a word?
Well, for beige and flag.
Riz is, well.
What does it mean?
I know what it means.
Beige flag?
It's like not a red flag.
Yeah.
But like a little bit. It's like not like a red flag is like he drives like a Maserati. And
it's he's like absolutely not.
Yeah. A red flag in a guy. Yeah. Or a red flag in a girl. I'm not going to list any.
Sure.
I will.
Beige flag is like
not red.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah. But it's like this isn't ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But. I don't hate it.
Yep. So want to hear how they define Riz?
Oh, yeah.
It is a colloquial noun defined as style, charm, or attractiveness. The ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner.
Yeah.
Believed to stem from the word charisma.
Yeah.
Which blew my mind when we learned that.
I knew that.
We did it a while ago.
And we came to that realization on the pod.
Yes.
Where we were like, Riz is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The evolution of Riz stems from charisma.
There's so many, and they're like, the risen Lord. There's a bunch of them.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the news.
I'd go with Riz for sure.
Yeah, I'd go with Riz too. Way Riz, more than authentic.
Yeah.
If you think authentic is the word of the year, you weren't paying attention this year.
You didn't. You were in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
If you think authentic is the word of the year.
Who was authentic this year? Name one.
Besides us.
Besides us. Besides us at all times, always.
Yeah. No, that's what they want everybody to be.
Right.
Yeah. Riz is, because it's a real word.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other words that like haven't really caught on. Riz will be around.
What gets you further in this life, Riz or authenticity?
Riz, dude. Riz for sure.
No question. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the devil ain't got none.
None. Can we hit this one story?
Oh, yeah. Let's get one.
So this is from the New York Post. California woman busted for comically fake license plate on stolen car.
Okay. California woman, of course.
Of course, California. Yeah. A California woman was busted for duct taping a comically forged license plate in the back of an allegedly stolen car. Allegedly.
This is unbelievable.
The driver was arrested early Friday morning by cops in Benicia, California.
Benicia.
For brazenly handwriting a license plate number with thick black marker on what appears to be printer paper.
Oh, yeah.
And taping it to the back of a silver Kia Rio LX.
All right, there's your problem.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at the picture,
I
John,
seen it.
It's interesting.
Why isn't it straight?
On a Kia. Yeah. That's so problematic.
It's terrible, dude.
All right, it looks... That's first of all, it's a Kia. That printer paper and duct tape cost more than the car. Number one. Also, just do like I've seen like tag applied for,
mm-hmm.
or like that's a lie.
Yes.
Just say like, or just don't have one.
Right.
You think putting that is gonna like if I'm a cop and you don't have a tag, you go, if I'm not busy, right?
Yep.
If there's, I'm really not much going on. I'm in between calls right now. I pull this. But if I'm busy, you can't check everybody.
Right.
Like when you're behind somebody, I'm guessing the cops like run the plates.
Yeah.
Like if they're sitting at a light.
Sure.
Or definitely if they pull you over.
Right.
Like that's like low priority crimes.
Yes.
Like jaywalking. You're right. Like, I don't know.
There's a ton of tags in Tennessee that never get renewed. If you just look at them driving around, especially because we switched our plates over.
Oh, yeah.
You see the old plates that are illegal now all the time. They're everywhere.
And just, and back to the golf clubs thing. How much is it?
Right. Right.
If driving without plates. If you're not doing any criminal activity.
Yeah.
All right. My bad. Yeah. I just haven't gotten it done.
Yeah.
All right. You got to pay the last couple of years. It's not, I think it's a, you're not going to jail.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just a ticket.
Expired driver's license. I think you go to jail.
The police department posted on their Facebook. This is my favorite part. They say, quote, at about 1 a.m. today, one of our officers was patrolling around the area of 2nd Street when he saw this beautifully handwritten license plate on a car. This is what they wrote.
Okay.
A quick check of the vehicle showed that it was reported stolen out of Alameda.
Of course.
The numbers on the right side of the mocked up, quote, plate were somewhat smaller than those on the left. Apparently because the artist ran out of room trying to squeeze them in. They're just slamming this person. To make matters worse, the counterfeit plate's tags were expired. In the top right corner of the plate was penned January 2023, where the expiration date on a real registration sticker would be. So they not only made a fake plate, they made a fake expired plate and put it on a stolen vehicle.
There's so many problems.
Just couldn't have been more wrong.
If you were in a parking lot, a mall parking lot, and you were just like, and you saw that, you go, I'll wait. I don't care if they're working. I'll wait until this person comes out.
I need to know who it is.
Yeah.
I got to know who you are.
Yeah. To arrest them.
Yeah.
That's just so brazen. Just don't have one.
Yeah. Like you're not even trying.
What's the duct tape around it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That just looks horrific.
Just to hold it on.
Yeah.
Dude.
And this is actually probably next year will be in full Chipotle fashion. This will be a Kia commercial.
They'll give her free Kias for life.
The new Kia is actually unbelievable. That thing is tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough look.
Yeah.
And the trunk is open because there's probably a dead body in the back. Gosh.
That's a good one.
That's so brazen.
I like that one.
I like that a lot.
That's nice.
Oh, net positive. We love you. Big things coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to Texas. And then we got two, I don't want to spoil it, but we got some fun guests coming in before the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a big December for us, so stay tuned.
Hot episodes coming up. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.